The SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry in Syracuse has its fingerprints on the discovery of a new giant tortoise on the Galapagos Islands. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, a SUNY scientist is part of the research team that made the discovery.
Dr. James Gibbs, an ESF conservation biologist, has handled over 8,000 giant tortoises. Over the 20 years, he's been trekking back and forth between Syracuse and the Galapagos Islands. So he can easily see the difference between the new eastern Santa Cruz tortoise and the other turtles that live on the island of Santa Cruz in the center of the Galapagos archipelago. He says this new species is
rounder and browner than the other ones. They do leap out at you, but if you've not spent a lot of time staring at tortoises, the differences are fairly subtle.
Gibbs says even though they look almost the same as their neighbors, there are distinct genetic differences between the two sets of turtles. That leads scientists to believe this newly discovered tortoise actually floated to Santa Cruz from another nearby island and then set up housekeeping next to an already established group of tortoises. Getting this distinction is important for a couple of reasons. It'll put the scientific spotlight on the new species, which only numbers a couple of hundred, compared to the neighboring western Santa Cruz tortoise, which numbers in the thousands. And perhaps more importantly, park managers can now take action to protect the new species from their biggest threat, wild donkeys and goats that compete with the tortoises for food.
Those are relatively easy with enough effort and attention to take care of those issues. And then mainly the big problems will be solved and the tortoises can just slowly creep back up in numbers and recover themselves. It takes a long time, but once the threats are removed, they'll get there.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.